time for a quick tune-up. Welcome to YouTune. My name is Rhea Greif, and let's get to work on a quick fix of your brand, You Inc. Today, we will dominate the daydream. Daydreaming is vastly different than Google Virtual Reality Daydream View. You don't need to use a phone and a silly-looking headset to access augmented reality. And you aren't limited by software, only the limitless possibilities of your imagination. But you may not have the time or the money to waste on such a contraption, so let's reboot our brains to reclaim the daydream from the tech world. Okay, so let's take a moment and daydream about something. It could be a new job you fantasize about, a relationship with someone you're crushing on, nailing that presentation, living in your dream body, or going on that fantastical trip. So, what will your daydream be about? You might say, why is it important to daydream? After all, we were taught to believe daydreaming was wasteful, that students who don't pay attention in class end up having trouble completing coursework, and workers who spend meetings thinking about winning the lottery are probably not the most productive. Au contraire. Research has shown that daydreaming motivates people to work toward accomplishing their goals and helps us solve problems because the brain areas that allow people to solve complex problems become more active during daydreaming. Amid life's petty stuff, traffic jams, checkout lines, dusting, daydreaming may help remind you of larger goals because the brain has two networks, the default, which is associated with creativity and self-reflection, and the executive, planning and problem solving. When one is on, the other is usually off. The surprise finding was that daydreaming activated both networks simultaneously, and the dual activity was stronger in people so zoned out that they didn't even know their minds had wandered. So the big picture plans and problems surface when the present moment is turned out and the two networks have the chance to mix. So what comes of this are replays of the past, what-if scenarios, abstract free-ranging ideas, and, if we're really lucky, insights to all this during the Twilight Zone. YouTune was brought to you today by A-Plus Gutters with the goods for homes with gutters. A-Plus Gutters servicemen are trained for professional gutter cleaning services, including height safety. They also hold public liability insurance. It's part of their commitment to customer satisfaction. Estimates can be found online at 75gutterclean.com or by phone at 614-305-RAIN. My pro tip, I use daydreaming when I have trouble falling asleep. I will either daydream, or in this case, nightdream, about the wonderful day I've had and then add some fantastical elements to really punch it up, or I will nightdream about what I will be doing the next day to put me at ease and put a smile on my face to release myself to the Sandman. Time for a movie motivation. Trippin' is a 1999 comedy film which provided one of Anthony Anderson's earliest film roles. You may know him as the executive producer of one of the stars on the ABC sitcom Blackish and as host of the ABC version of the game show To Tell the Truth. Dionne Richmond plays the role of Greg, who is also an avid daydreamer and daydreams trippin' over everything. Most of his trips are reversals of real-world events, such as visualizing himself as a military commando when confronted by bullies or as a super genius when in fact he struggles academically. As in real life, we find Greg's daydreams enjoyable and a fun distraction, only as a supplement as to how things need to go smoothly and believably until things fall apart. In the movie, Greg realizes that he needs to stop daydreaming or trippin' and focus. To learn more about focusing on harnessing your actual dreams and how Columbus's blogger darling, Cheryl Harrison of Drink Up Columbus, uses her dreams to make her life goals come true and discover what her naked auditorium dream is all about, you can listen to the You Inc. episode that is the companion to this YouTube break on 90.5 FM or live stream at WCBE.org at 6:30 a.m. on Saturdays with me, Rhea Greif. And of course, you can also catch your YouTube break every Thursday at 9:01 p.m. Until our next time together, remember that you are in charge of You Inc. Time to stop spinning and start winning.